This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. It's really easy for doctors to talk. In fact, with current medical school admissions procedures, students are selected in part on how well they do speak. Many medical schools now use the multiple mini interview, or MMI. This admission tool has replaced the traditional interview for medical school. In the classic interview, the interviewer sat with the applicant and could adjust the interview based on the student's style. In contrast, the MMI consists of a circuit of 7 or 10 stations. At each station, students are given a couple of minutes to read a prompt. They then enter a room and need to interact with an actor or a faculty member around that prompt. While there are benefits of this type of assessment, it certainly puts the introvert at a decided disadvantage. And being an introvert in medicine isn't necessarily a bad thing. Introverts carefully attend to their internal thoughts and feelings at the same time they're processing information. Introverts are more likely to pay attention to all the sensory details in their environment, not just the people. They watch nonverbal behaviors and pay attention to the details of facial expression, dress, and the use of props. It is for this reason that for most doctors, talking is easy. However, listening is an equally important skill. I teach my medical students to take careful medical histories, which means asking lots of questions. When did the pain start? Does it radiate to other parts of your body? Hey, tell me about your family's health history. They go from question to question. But often clues to what's going on come not only from the answers, but from what is not said, from body movements and eye glances and facial expressions. Listening is powerful medicine. Studies show that doctors allow patients to speak for only 18 seconds before we interrupt to talk about blood sugar or cholesterol levels or explain some physiologic process. We often stand at the bedside or sit at a computer. We rarely are at the same eye level, and often no eye contact is made. It's no surprise that patients find we doctors mechanical, rushed, and often uncaring. We just don't listen, and that often causes us to jump to premature diagnoses because we haven't listened carefully. It feels rotten not to be heard. We all need and deserve to be heard without interruptions or judgment. You know, listening is cheap, much less expensive than our lab tests and scans, and listening can be far more accurate in finding a correct diagnosis. But for some reason, we find it difficult. You know, perhaps this is the same problem we're seeing at the national level with the current administration. They are talking or tweeting, but show no ability to listen, to learn, to understand, or to really care about people. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.